I'm here this week.
She's here. My OBS didn't crap on me, but that's also because I updated it. But welcome back to another episode of the Embassy Talks podcast. How is everything since last week, Jade? / do you have any church announcements or updates?
No church announcements, no updates. I'm just tired.
You're all same.
That's it. Just being busy is busy work. Tired. Trying to keep warm.
That too.
It's snowing in New York, so that's fun. But yes, no updates. No. Again, I'll be at BlurredCon this year. Next month, I'll be at the San Diego Black Comics Books Day. And that starts next month at the beginning of the month. Trying to think what else. I don't know if there's anything else. I think that's it for now.
Well, cool.
Yeah. How are you?
Tired. Yes, tired. Work was hectic, so that was part of it. And then the other part, I had a bit of a migraine. So it was like the part of recovery for that is that you're very tired after. So I was tired. Oh, yeah. But as far as like church announcements or updates for me, streams should resume normal-ish scheduling. I say ish because I'm basically not streaming Thursday onward because I'll be celebrating my birthday. But I will do a couple streams this week, including tomorrow, to distract from other things. The plan is to stream tomorrow and Wednesday, and then as far as upcoming events, nothing. If there is a certain showcase next month, I of course will be covering it, but until said developer says there will actually be a showcase, I'm keeping mute on that. So I mean, hopefully they are, but who knows. That was something I forgot to add to the docket, but oh well. If it jumps in my brain again, I'll mention it when we talk about gaming content creation stuff. So, I'm trying to see if there's anything else, but no, nothing in the immediacy. Just like I said, working on multiple things in the background. I'm just gonna go ahead and type it here. Multiple things in the background, and as they pop up, I will mention them. So, I was like, that did happen. I feel like a lot has happened. Quite a bit has happened this week, and this week was both kind of long and short. It was kind of weird. So, yeah. Anyway, without further ado, let's go ahead and jump right into news beat topic for this episode. So I said I wanted to return to it because there have been a lot of updates that have happened the past couple weeks. And the fact that this is only about a month old overall is very wild. But in part four of Don't Worry, We're Not the Only Ghetto Country, a court in Seoul, South Korea has extended the time South Korea's impeached president Yoon Suk-yeol will be detained over his botched attempt to impose martial law on the country last month. The 64-year-old was arrested on Wednesday after a weeks-long standoff between investigators and his presidential security team. And he's being investigated by the Corruption Investigation Office for High-Ranking Officials, or CIO, on charges of insurrection over a failed martial law order on December 3rd that plunged the country into turmoil. He has been impeached by Parliament and suspended, but will only be removed from office if a constitutional court upholds the impeachment. Investigators now have 20 days, including the 4 days Yoon has already spent in custody following his arrest, to bring the president to trial. The acting president, as of now, is Choi Sung-mok, and he only recently stepped into the job after South Korean parliament voted to impeach the previous acting president, Han Duck-soo, over claims of frustrating Yoon's impeachment process. So it's a lot going on over in South Korea. While the government hasn't fallen or anything, they are cycling out presidents like draws, apparently. So, really interesting, though, how it's really interesting how quickly this arrest investigation kind of came up after that botched martial law attempt by former President Yoon Suk-yeol. But your thoughts on this, Jade?
Yeah, it truly is ghetto. the turntable of presidents that they're going through is hilarious. Interesting to watch, though, that somebody tried to, you see this happen in a lot of different countries where they try to impose like their version of martial law, and have it take fully over. So to see that fail and then move so swiftly with it, being like, oh nope, so we're gonna try to impeach you, like, if you're gonna do something, do it right.
Yeah,
I was like, that's the moral of the story, do it right, otherwise you get impeached. You get in jail. But no, it's interesting to watch just other countries that you would think, with the history with North Korea, that would be very touchy on trying to have have your country run in that way. So very interested to see how this all plays out, which look more than likely is going to be impeached. I don't see an outcome where he wouldn't be, but you never know, because, I mean, our own elections, you never know.
Yeah.
But, yeah. It's just funny. I wonder if the acting
Choi Sung-mok
is going to stay. Yeah, is going to stay in office. Because
hard to say, I think, and I only say that because I think Sung-mok is actually in the former president's party, so I don't know if they would keep him in office or if they would try to impeach him after they have the full trial and the former president is in fact convicted. So that's my only thing. Yeah. I don't know, this is the first time I'm really paying attention to South Korean politics like that, so I don't know how they done it in the past. So.
But we shall see.
Yes. But yeah, just a little update from South Korea, and like Jay said, we shall see. This is very, swift moving, so I'm sure more updates will come. And like I said before, they only have 20 days to actually bring the former president to trial. So
they did act fast, though, because from December 3rd to now, that's only a month and a half. And then they're like, all right, so we got 20 days and we're already within the 20 days. The 20 day mark has started already. So they move quick. I wish ours moved that quick.
I know, right? But yeah, so we shall see. All right. Moving on to Creator Hub, which actually wasn't a lot. There actually weren't any substantive updates from Twitch or YouTube. So I'm going to do the creator industry news and then we'll talk about TikTok. So in broader creator industry news, Mark Zuckerberg announced that Facebook, Instagram, and Threads all up under Meta, are getting rid of fact checkers and replacing them with a Twitter-like community note system instead. That was part of the, if not the full, 4,000 people who got fired recently. And that's why. That's part of why. Or at least part of why. So, yeah. And Zuckerberg has done other things, very much topping on the anti-DEI train. So, whatever you thought of him before, it either confirmed, it more likely confirmed what you thought of him, but hey, there it is. And then, switching gears a little bit, many streamers who left Twitch, just kind of an update, but many streamers who left Twitch for YouTube or Kick have returned to the platform with no sign that those contracts will ever actually return. Which is why I'm very much team diversify. Don't leave, just diversify. Split your time. You can multi-stream now. OBS actually, enables you to multi-stream to multiple platforms. I just update my OBS, so I don't have to use Restream anymore. Hopefully. So, yeah, that would be my advice. Just diversify. And maybe, well, I guess I kind of get it, because if you're under contract, then you probably can't multi-stream. But if you're not under contract, there's no reason for you to leave in the first place, in all honesty. So there's that. And then in gaming news, Switch 2 was announced this week. They're going to have their own showcase, actually, via Nintendo. I want to say April, but I'm not. I just remember that it happened, so I just plugged it into the docket. I'm not 100% certain. I can't remember off the top of my head, but I think in April. But it's going to be at a late point. They're going to have their own showcase that, you know, talks about all the features that they have and stuff and what potential games might be release on the Switch 2 being their initial release platform. So they basically did kind of like a little commercialized, like, the Switch 2 is here video this past week, and then more details to come a little bit later, like in a couple months. But anything on those updates before we dive into the TikTok ban?
Yeah, right. So Zuckerberg has been proven to be this sniveling, spineless person that he is. So yeah, there's that. The fact that it's like, why would you get rid of fact checkers? You're like the last holdout. But then also it makes sense because you don't really care about the community in Facebook and all that. They don't. It's been proven, so. But yeah, with the streamers who left and came back, that's the biggest like egg on your face, because like, especially the people who made like a big deal out of it, and they're like, they made a whole I'm leaving, and then to come back, that's like your homegirl who keeps saying that she's gonna break up with her boyfriend. They break up and they keep getting back together, and it's just like, really, really.
Like, you got three chances. In this case, you got three chances to do it. And then after that third time, it's like, all right, don't ask us for advice no more.
Exactly. And like you said, just diversified. Like, you can stream somewhere and then say, like, this is my prominent channel, but I'm also going to be streaming on these other platforms too. Instead, some of these people were just like, I'm ending up my contracts. I'm going over here. This is going to be better. And then, lo and behold, you're back. So it's like, and now you have no contract in your back for some of the people who didn't get contracts again. Because I personally would be like, nah, you don't want this. Don't try to spin the block. Don't try to spin the block on me. But yeah. The Switch 2, that was like the finally. Because people have been waiting for that for so long. And like, after all the leaks and everything, it was just like, just release it already. Just release it. We know it's coming. Literally everything has been leaked about it. So
yeah,
just release it already. So Nintendo finally came out with their hey, here's the Switch 2, which I'm glad. It looks cool. I like the fact that mechanics wise that it the Joy-Cons click into place.
Yeah.
Versus that slide.
Yeah.
Because that slide is faulty a lot of the time.
It is.
So it's like, ooh, yes. And like the screen, of course, is bigger without having to get the OLED one. The screen is automatically bigger. It just looks nice. It looks very clean. It's going to have the backwards compatibility so that any of the regular Switch games will work on the Switch 2, which is good. That most people are hoping that would happen. But then there's going to be Switch 2 exclusive games. So we'll have those to look forward to. So it's just kind of be something fun to look forward to this whenever they actually release it. But at least now we have like definitive, it's coming out 2025. I'm going to let the first batch go in around and then get that second batch.
Right.
Because I want one. Yeah.
And also for you leakers, don't think the Nintendo Mafia ain't coming after you, because they are probably just making sure they're documenting everything.
Right? Like, got everything.
Yes. All right, so let's talk about TikTok and what happened in the past 14 hours, but what happened leading up to it as well, and more so with people's reactions, of which I do have strong opinions on, but for the most part, because, you know, I still would like to be a content creator, I'm gonna keep most of them to myself. But all right. So what happened this weekend was that the ban apparently went into effect last night. Late last night? Late-ish like last
10:30.
Night. All right. So 10:30 Eastern time, TikTok ban went into effect. If you try to log into TikTok, you got this kind of pop-up that's like, sorry, TikTok is now banned in the U.S. And apparently a very interesting second paragraph. I said, we are hopeful in working with incoming President Trump Trump has indicated that he's going to reverse the ban. So we are hoping and working with him. So hopefully sooner rather than later, this ban would be lifted. And then around, I don't know what time, it was sometime this afternoon, where the app was back online. The app came back online and it's like, TikTok's now back. It was kind of like this kind of big announcement deal thing that occurred. So on the one hand, I do understand the kind of shock and irritation and anger that especially creators, I'm more sympathetic towards creators, but that people and creators were feeling, because it kind of felt like the rug was pulled out from under you, because it wasn't even a full January 19th. Well, it's probably January 19th GMT time, but not Greenwich Mean Witch time, but not like Eastern time in the U.S. for the ban to go into effect. So it did feel like the rug was being pulled out from under a lot of people. So I do understand those emotions going into place when that happened last night, and like that kind of like, oh, well, it's back. But also it's kind of like a mistrust now because there's this kind of assurance that Trump's going to bring it back, even though for those of you with very short memories, he was the one who started this whole TikTok ban in the first place in his last presidency. Yes. It's just that that was one of the very few bipartisan things that apparently a lot of people in Congress agreed on, of like, because of the parent company ByteDance. So it was like, okay, but anyway, but yeah, so there's one class of people who's just like overwhelmed, overjoyed that's back. And they're just like, yeah. And then there's this other class of people who are kind of like, being like, math ain't quite math, and something smells fishy, because how is it that it was early banned, but then thanks to Trump, it's now reversed, eyebrow raising very much. So I don't know if
not even in office yet.
Yeah. So I don't know if like, I mean, TikTok still will have millions upon millions and billions of users, I'm sure. But I just don't know if like, there were enough people who thought that were fishy to make for it to be to make any type of difference. Like I said before, y'all know my opinions on TikTok. It's like, yes, I use it for my gaming content, but if it were to be snapped away a la Thanos, like it was for about 14 hours, it would be one of those like, well, can't use that anymore. Let's pivot. And also, I was telling Jade earlier before we started that I fell asleep. I was asleep through that whole thing, basically. So I was just like, I that just raised my percentage, my likelihood of being asleep through the apocalypse or the rapture. I probably would. So there's that. But what are your thoughts about the band that actually was it? Before we get into other people's other reaction about Red Note.
Yeah, one, it's hilarious that M slept through it. Like, I just knew for a fact that she was at least reading the comments that we were having in our group chat, like watching it real time happen and all of us realizing it was actually gone early. And then she came back the next day and was like, I slept through it. Like, that was hilarious. But no, it is very suspicious and fishy. The fact that the person who started this whole ban on TikTok and started this whole witch hunt with them is the one who saves them. It shows a lot about like backdoor dealings. Because again, they keep talking about President Trump. It was like, well, he's not even president again yet. So he still has a whole day. Still has to be inauguration. So I'm like, so for you to say that you're working with this administration, that's really weird. So he's acting as a private citizen that you're talking to him right now as versus a political head. So that's just really strange. And again, it's strange also because he's the one who started this. But I think it's going to take more people to bring that up. Like, I think AOC made a video about it. I believe it was her. If not, if it wasn't her, it was somebody who looks drastically similar. because it was like one of those things where you're just scrolling through, Twitter, because Twitter, your mama named you Twitter, I'm gonna see you call you Twitter. But scrolling through Twitter and seeing somebody talking about it, and I was like, oh, that looks like AOC. And she was just talking about the whole thing, and about it being weird and fishy, and about how it can be tied a lot to like right wing politics. So there's that. Like, do your own research on it. Just be informed. I know everybody loves to use it as a tool just to like make you laugh throughout the day. But there are things like algorithms that can be skewed to see what you want to be, not what you want to be seeing, not what you want to see, but what they want you to see sometimes. So keep that as like fresh in the back of your head. But also, like I said, just do your research on things. Cause it's a whole weird situation on how it came about of it. And they banned themselves early and then come back miraculously hours later and like, oh, because of President Trump. And it's just like, I didn't know he was in office to sign any type of acts. So, yeah. It's something to watch. Keep an eye out. Just because it's back and we're having fun. Because the funerals were hilarious. yeah, like the funeral and the repasses, those were hilarious. That was like when they call her TikTok, TikTokana. I was like, y'all giving TikTok names. I was like, I love our people because we are so unserious.
Very much so.
I was like, we can't be the new adults. We can't be. But yeah, that's my thoughts on that. Just keep a fresh eye on it. And at the first sign of things are looking real suspicious, don't be surprised.
Yep. And once again, creators, diversify, please.
Yes. Don't have all your content. Because a lot of people, that was their moneymaker, was just TikTok.
Yeah.
So definitely have it to where you don't have all your money stream in one area. Like M said, diversify. Because even though a lot of people don't use Facebook like that, but Facebook, whether you're doing like Facebook gaming, whether you're a content creator over there, there's still Instagram, there's still other, I don't know the other apps. I don't be in the loop with the kids, but there's other apps. Oh, and that's what I wanted to mention about other apps too, because under the parent company of TikTok, so many other apps were banned and they're still banned. So even though TikTok came back for the time being, that those other things like CapCut, gone. Marvel.
Snap.
Yeah, because people were confusing it with Rivals, but Marvel Snap, yeah. Gone. There's a couple other get mobile games that are gone, all because they were a part of the parent company. So it's weird that TikTok came back, but none of the other ones came back yet. So
yeah,
that's also telling that, like, probably it's, y'all, TikTok probably gonna go away again. And but we have to just wait and see. But I feel that it's going to go away again. And unless something else is done until all the like subsidiary companies come back, then that'd be an indication that like it's here to stay completely.
Right.
Outside of that, I don't feel that it's something that's going to come back and stay just to stay.
Yeah. All right. So, and speaking of other apps, so out of anger, frustration that TikTok was going away, there were a lot of people who basically were like, well, since TikTok's going away, I'm just gonna basically go to the source. So they decided to download and make accounts on an app called Xiaohongshu, which is aka Red Note. And it's a kind of TikTok, a mix of TikTok and Threads like app, but it's actually based out of China. And the thing was that a lot of people's reactions, well, one, it, man, the Americans who got on it, I was just like, y'all just really want to show how ignorant we are, huh? Just because they were literally acting like, and they probably haven't now that I think about it, but they literally acting like they have never seen or spoken to a person of Chinese ethnicity before. So they were asking some interesting questions. And they were also like sharing information, and the citizens of China who were on the app were apparently shocked of like how our healthcare system was working. That was one of the main things that I saw, that they were talking about healthcare a lot. Now, did I do it? Fuck no. but I have my own reason for not doing it. But I think it's very. Oh, yeah. And a lot of people who were on the app were like, so what's so bad about communism again? And it's just like, guys, a little lesson. There's a reason that China has their own apps, and there's also a reason they don't have apps like Google. They don't have Google or Facebook or Yahoo, YouTube. Like, they have made their own apps because of the government over there are heavily censored. And there's also a reason that you had to censor yourself so much on TikTok. And not say the things that you would probably stay on any other app, honestly. Like, it was because the way that we would watch language change in real time with words, simple words like sex, like if we're talking about like died by suicide, had to change it to unalive. That was because of TikTok. That wasn't because of the other apps. Now YouTube kind of sort of hopped onto it, but not as much, because I was like, I still see people who say those words in videos, but because they had to like repost their videos on so many apps, it was just like, better safe than sorry, let's go for the safest option. But anyway, yeah, guys, don't jump out of the frying pan into the fire unless you want to. I don't know. I wouldn't. But I will say, I was like, man, China's propaganda about how their system works is it's working to a degree. If it's getting people to be like pro-communism, read a few more primary sources, please. Before we jump onto that. That's just me. That's just I could be wrong. And then your thoughts, though, Jade.
Yeah, I'm not going on any app that I can't read the terms and conditions for.
Oh yeah, that too. Because it is all
Mandarin. Because exactly, so I'm like, I don't speak Mandarin. I don't speak Cantonese. No. Because who knows what you're agreeing to, but people are going through so much withdrawal that they're just like, I'm jumping ship and running to this first app that we have, which is just like, it's not smart, guys. It's not smart. But also the people, them seeing, and it was a majority of the non-melanated Americans,
yes,
that were over there showing their ass.
Literally.
Yes. And then people were upset about it. They were just like, you know what? Because I saw a lot of comments talking about how TikTok was quiet ever since it went banned. Mm-hmm. It got real quiet. And then here we come on Red Note, like, moving on over to the next class. And just showing the ass. They were telling just people, like, y'all need to calm down, like, chill out. Because, like you said, people asking, like, why is communism bad? And why is this? And why? And it's like, really? Y'all don't know how to act at all. It's just interesting. But I don't see Red Note as a alternative. Because eventually the government's going to be like, so we're going to ban this. It's going to be to where, like in China, or like other countries, where they'll regulate what we can and can't see app-wise. And so people thinking that they outsmart the government, and it's like, okay, well, we can ban them next too, because that's not a U.S.-based company. It's not U.S. owned, so that can easily be a part of it. But like, and y'all are really gonna get mad when you start doing that, and like, you fuck around and find out, and it's gonna start affecting like other games. Mm-hmm. Gamers, y'all gonna be real mad. So yeah, and also people are confusing Nintendo with China, which Nintendo would be based out of Japan.
Oh, boy.
And they were like, yeah, I saw that a couple times, and I was like, y'all, same continent, wrong area. Completely different country. Completely different. I was like, that's just so, yeah.
There were so many more people left behind than realized, I feel. But I can't even really say that too much, because that really only encompasses millennials. Because that's where that law was. But
it's us doing it. It's usually us doing it.
Now it's some older folks doing it too.
Well, we know they got left. They got moved ahead. They didn't get left behind. They just got moved ahead and nobody cared.
True.
Some, for our generation, a lot of y'all should have been left behind. Like, true shit. Just because the simpleness of some people, it's like, you should have got left behind.
Yeah.
I wonder who's going to be running our education system.
Oh, I'm scared. God. I'm sticking my head in the sand, and that the whole conversation about having kids with me, we might be running in circles about that for a minute. It's like,
like my nephews, they're about to start private school because the education of public education is just like, it's not what it used to be.
Nah.
And depending on where you live, it's not that great. So my sister was like, well, private school, like, that's what we're about to do for high school now. Because y'all are not about to be in the predicament of being left behind and just advancing just because they don't. So.
Right. Yeah, I was actually asked while we were on holiday break of like, oh, are y'all gonna raise your kids? I won't give my current state, but it's in the South. But are y'all gonna raise your kids there? I'm like, or are y'all gonna put your kids in a school system like where you live or where you work? And I was like, we will not be in the state just because of what it is. Yeah, exactly. No. So yeah, if kids do come, we will likely be moving towards the east, northeast, mid-Atlantic. Yeah. But yeah, no. But the stories I hear and see about our school system is just like, Jesus. We actually got the better end of the stick.
Yeah.
Not the best, but the better.
Like, the generation before us, they were just kind of letting people through and letting them fall through the cracks. The generation behind us, who knows what they're doing, because they take so much out of education that you're not learning.
Yes.
The same. And then our generation, they're like, no child left behind. But only problem with that was a lot of y'all should have been left behind. And George W. But yeah. So it's like, there's a problem with like each generation, but like, at least within our generation, that was the only problem, that some people should have been left behind. Whereas we were taught our history completely different. And there were a lot of things that weren't omitted.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right, then. All right. Moving right along to Just Don't Care. So I had one, and actually thinking about it, I was like, I think he cared too much. He cared way too much, actually. It's just the rest of us don't care. We're just like, shut up. So let's talk about Jake's frivolous lawsuit. And it all started when he unexpectedly filed a petition against Universal Music Group, UMG, in November, which released both Kendrick Lamar's music and his own. And Spotify, he filed a petition against Spotify as well. He accused them of deceptive business practices that he claimed they had used bots to stream the song and device consumers. Oh, my bad. And deceive consumers. Jesus. Into believing Not Like Us was more popular than it was in reality. The following day, he filed another petition against UMG under Texas law claiming defamation because Not Like Us had falsely accused him of being a sex offender in a payola scheme involving internet radio platform iHeartRadio. UMG and Spotify obviously denied the allegations. So earlier this week, he withdrew the legal petition, but then filed an actual lawsuit against UMG, And alleged that Not Like Us was intended to convey the specific, unmistakable, and false factual false factual allegation that Drake is a criminal pedophile, and to suggest that the public should resort to vigilante justice in response because of that one lyric that said, this might be your last time in Oakland. And his own label decided to publish, promote, exploit, and monetize allegations that it understood were not only false, but dangerous. UMG have repeated their denial, calling Drake's claims untrue and illogical. The other thing that really ticked off a lot of people, especially in Black culture, younger Black culture, and especially in the content creation world, is that the lawsuit notably named Black streamers or content creators covering the beef throughout, especially when Not Like Us dropped. And specifically, Kai Cenat was named, RDC was named, there were more, but those two for sure I remember seeing being named in the lawsuit. So, yeah. It was like, Drake's white side is showing, apparently.
Fully. That's Aubrey. That's Aubrey. So...
Basically the way I see it, it's just like, oh, so it's just going to be bitch move after bitch move. Because it's like, not only did you do the petition and then the lawsuit, but you also name drop Black content creators who are covering it. So you could have just gotten back in the booth.
Right, but I was like, for you to make this lawsuit, but I was like, but also, weren't you the one who was on stage singing the song yourself?
Yeah.
There's a video of it. So I'm like, but you're not going to say that you were singing your own, especially the part Certified Lover Boy. Certified. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm like, make it make sense. You were fine. It was all jokes. It feels like, you know, when you like have that one friend and they just pick on and then they finally take it too far and they'd be like, oh, ha, 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 ha. And then a second later, they'd be like, I'm mad. And it's like, I feel like that was Drake. Like, he was laughing with everybody, and then he kind of figured out everybody's laughing at me, not with me.
Yes.
And, like, yeah, just because you joined in on the laughter doesn't mean that you were a part of it. Like, we're still laughing at you.
Right.
And he finally got upset, but it was just, like, for you to take a whole lawsuit and make it about some BS because you feel that they flubbed the numbers. That's really, I was like, so because you're on your side of the beef, you weren't doing the same numbers as that.
Correct.
Like, that's because, like, Not Like Us was a hit.
It was a hit.
That was
it. Was good.
That was banger.
It was song of, like, the summer.
Not even gonna lie, it really was. And then we thought, we were gonna catch a break, but no. It's like, then all of a sudden they had, the video, and it was just like...
Yep, and then the pop-out fest.
Yes! I was like, and again, I feel like that song went through this loop of where it was played, and then it came overplayed. And then as soon as it started getting overplayed, the video dropped, and we're like, oh, we're back in it. And then as soon as it started getting overplayed again, they're like, oh, the festival. So it was just like, it was just like a thing. And then finally it died down, but it was just like.
And then Drake released this petition or filed this petition and then lawsuit. And they were like, we're just going to play it now out of pettiness.
Yes. It's just, ugh.
But.
It's a mess.
Yeah. So yeah, we don't care, Drake. Now I am kind of interested because I'm curious to see how the courts are going to rule. Obviously, I'm hoping they would throw this out and just be like, get out of here.
Yeah.
Because, like, it was, what's it called? Rhetorical hyperbole. There you go. I'm pretty sure it's covered under rhetorical hyperbole, but hey, we'll see. But I guess Drake wanna go whine to the courts, so.
Oh, Aubrey.
But yeah, that happened. All right. Anything else on that before we move on?
Nothing on him.
Okay. Oh yeah, and Kendrick gonna be performing at the Super Bowl in a couple weeks, so you know there's that.
If he plays that, I'm just gonna go ahead. They not like us. It's like, yeah, do it one more time.
Just one more time
for the culture.
All right. Last but not least, weekly roundup. There has been a motion to file a challenge. It's not a challenge on, it actually is a challenge on PrEP itself, actually. That has gone to the Supreme Court. SCOTUS has agreed to hear arguments from a Texas-based company, Braidwood Management, Inc., challenging the Affordable Care Act's requirement that insurers cover preventive services like PrEP without cost sharing. Plaintiffs claim that coverage of PrEP violates their religious beliefs and argue that it promotes homosexual behavior. And if SCOTUS does, in fact, overturn the Affordable Care Act rule, the medication, which is priced at $2,000 a month, USD, will be inaccessible to those who need it, and it could correlate to an increase in HIV infections in the U.S. Just so you know, this might be one of those hearings that we get a result. I don't know why the Supreme Court does that. But it might be one of those hearings where we see their rulings later this summer. So just so it's on y'all's radars. I personally think that is bullshit, but that's just me. But I think the reasoning is bullshit. It was AOC.
I definitely agree.
But I was gonna say, what are your thoughts? Because you're the one who sent this to me.
Yeah, for anybody who doesn't know what PrEP is, it's pre-exposure prophylaxis. That's what PrEP stands for. It's just a drug that helps you not get HIV. And it's actually helped within the whole healthcare system bring down the numbers of cases over the years that it's been in effect and like have been given out, especially when it's started being covered by insurers, because it is a preventative medicine. The fact that they want to take it away, not the drug itself, but just saying that declassifying it as a preventative measure so that way insurers aren't responsible for paying for it. You're taking a stand that's on the wrong side of things, and by bringing religion into it, saying, well, it's like there's supposed to be a separation of church and state for a reason, and this is like one of those reasons right there. It's like, just because you deem what other people you are is wrong, not saying that it's wrong, but I'm saying that people who believe certain things think that way people live their lives is wrong, that they should impose what they believe on everybody, and that shouldn't be the case, where we're supposed to be allowed to have our own belief systems for a reason. So for you to sit there and say, well, it's immoral, it goes against my own religious beliefs. Who's telling you to take it, Jim? Nobody's forcing it down your throat. So, and last time I checked, most people who are on it are of the hueless variety.
I didn't realize that.
It's just because they first make HIV a a gay thing. And then when they couldn't peg it down to just gay people, then it was like, oh, it's for the undesirables of the world. So like the sex workers.
Yeah.
People who are on drugs.
Yeah.
Anybody who doesn't fit the normative. And then it just became when people started surviving on these drugs with HIV and not turning into full blown AIDS. Then it kind of changed the stigma because it became, well, anybody can get it. It's like, well, duh.
Yes.
It's like, yes, we know anybody can get it. So it changed the normative where, but there are still those hardcore people who just deem it as like the gay disease.
Right.
Where it's like, it's not for you to peg that in on one. And the only reason why there's a stigma around it being targeted towards the LGBTQ community, because it's not just gay men, it's also trans women and other sex workers. But the only reason why you see higher numbers within those communities is because the healthcare is not the same.
Right.
You don't have the same resources. So for me, being cisgendered woman, I can go to the doctor a lot more easily than a trans woman.
Yeah.
I have access to healthcare in different ways than a homeless person would. So it's like, this is why you have stigmas around it, because they're disenfranchised and these people who don't have access to certain resources. So of course you will see the numbers higher in certain populations like that. I call this whole thing BS. I hope that, but I mean, they overturned Roe versus Wade, so
yeah, who knows what's gonna happen. Who knows
how this is gonna go.
Yeah.
Like at this point you never can tell. You really can't.
You can't.
You hope for the best, prepare for the worst.
What I'm hoping is that preventative services is such a wide umbrella that they basically will throw it out and be like, this is way too broad. That's my little hope right there. Because preventative services is quite a broad umbrella.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if there are subclasses of preventative services and with that health insurance defines. I don't know because they made it complicated on purpose. But, yeah. Yeah, it's one of those, it's like, who knows? That's why I was like, well, keep your eyes peeled, because there is a chance that a ruling on this specifically could come out sometime later this summer, like the Supreme Court always does. I really don't like that they do that, but they save their biggest rulings for the end of their term for that year, later in, or about midsummer, around on or before, right before June 30th. And then they go to recess. It's like, all right, bye, guys. And just got to deal with the ramifications later. But yeah, that's not how I like. I don't like how they run it, but I guess that's how they decided to do it. So, yeah, but that's a topic for a whole nother day. Anything else on this before we close out?
Nothing else on that. I got off my soapbox.
It was a good soapbox.
Yes.
All right, y'all. Well, that wraps up another episode of the Embassy Talks podcast. We won't be back next week because it'll be my birthday. So we'll be back in a couple weeks. but appreciate y'all coming out to listen and for listening wherever podcasts are found.